Well, what about the future? Where are the cooperative groups moving forward? Where are some of the other pharmaceutical companies moving forward as far as combinations are concerned? I think the most exciting areas for combination therapy are in the endothelins. WOG is pursuing this particular pathway, angiogenesis pathways, as well as high-dose calcitriol or vitamin D. Atrasentan is an orally bioavailable endothelin A antagonist. This has been evaluated in a variety of clinical trials, actually three, in asymptomatic men with hormone refractory prostate cancer. And although the FDA did not accept the data for approval, there did seem to be a trend towards improved disease progression as well as a delay in symptomatic disease progression with atrasentan. Based upon phase one data as well as preclinical laboratory data, the Southwest Oncology Group is pursuing this target in hormone refractory prostate cancer, a trial comparing docetaxel prednisone plus placebo versus docetaxel prednisone and atrasentan should open within the next several months. Primary endpoints of this study are progression-free survival as well as overall survival. It's designed to detect a 33% increase in progression-free survival and a 30% increase in median survival. CLGB is pursuing a different pathway as far as improving upon docetaxel is concerned. Joel Pikus, in a preliminary observation, found that there was a 23-month median survival with docetaxel, estramustine, and bevacizumab. Because of toxicity reasons, the estramustine has been dropped from the experimental arm, but this is going to be compared to the docetaxel and prednisone backbone. The design of this trial, again, is survival as the primary endpoint, and it's looking for a hazard ratio of 1.26 and a 5-month improvement in median survival in the study. So in conclusion, docetaxel combined with prednisone is the standard of care for hormone refractory prostate cancer. We are evaluating new combinations of docetaxel in phase 2 and phase 3 studies, and the question of second-line therapy still is open at this point.